Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show with Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
Hi there.
Say something nice to me.
Nice. You want me to say something nice?
Why should I do that?
It is National Compliment Day.
It's National Compliment Day.
National Compliment Day.
You're not that ugly.
Try again.
You're not fat. You're big bone.
You're not good at this.
You're not good at this.
Here, listen to these words.
Listen to that.
Your smile.
It brightens up the room.
You're the most beautiful, most amazing woman ever.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Now that's a compliment.
Okay, my friends.
That's a compliment.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2427.
Woo!
Tuesday morning at about 6:10 on National Compliment Day, and I will be the first to tell you, Carla, that you look fabulous
today. Thank you so much, and you look marvelous. The hair's in place. Everything looks good.
And Morty, with that new VGK sweater.
Yeah.
It's very slimming on you.
Yeah, it
Thank
is.
Thank you.
I like it. You know, I like that when there's a little different color on you, Morty.
I went with
like
black
it.
With a little there's different
a,
shade.
There's a little white. Yeah. I like it. It pops. I like it.
And it brings out your smile, your warm smile.
Yes, it does. I know.
National Compliment
I know.
Day today.
Are we done with this?
I believe so. God.
Whatever.
All right. We got a busy morning. By the way, I wanted to remind everybody, yesterday we were talking about the Desert Dogs who got their first win.
Yes.
And we reached out, we got a hold of the CEO, Mark Fine.
Yes. By the way, the lacrosse team, that's who they are.
The professional lacrosse.
Yeah. Yes.
Share part of the conversation we had with him after we got off the air yesterday.
Oh, my God. I was so touched that we got to talk to him. I was very, very surprised. It was nice.
So he's very stoked about the first win that they got this past weekend. They're on the road this weekend.
Poor
But we'll share some of that conversation with you. Madonna tickets at about 8:40. We have those to give away. Windy this morning. You asked me off the air, when's this wind going to stop?
Yeah,
they say hopefully by this morning. Otherwise, sunshine today and tomorrow. The highs in the mid-50s. We got about 36 now.
I get all my news from the radio.
There are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
Well, check this out. So it's Compliment Day. I believe it's National Peanut Butter Day. We know all the days.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Macintosh Computer Day. Why? That's because the very first Macintosh computers were offered up for sale on this day back in 1984. If you've seen some of the early Macs, they were big and bulky, but they were sleek at that time. Very sleek. So 1984. I think the FAA and the DMV are probably still using the same ones.
probably.
But
green screen and all.
Yes, exactly. Ah, they were cool. I'll be very honest. I fall into this category, and I know you're all going to go, no way, Carla. New survey. 51% of Americans say they know their blood type, but 66% of them know their horoscope sign. I don't know my blood type. I'm not sure of my blood
type. Have you ever
type.
Tried to find out your blood type?
No, but I'm going to now.
It's not easy.
That's exactly. You know, the only reason I think I know it, because in health class, we did a thing we had to do where we took our blood and we found out our blood type. Which
was
amazing.
It's a big deal to find out your... If you don't know it, to call your doctor. Now, maybe it's just me, but unless somebody else can explain it to me, why it's so hard. It's my blood type.
Thank you.
You took my blood.
Okay, because I thought I was like some idiot. Some people, they will say that. It's like, you don't know your blood type? No. Morty, do you, you must know yours
I
now.
I know mine. I actually knew mine for a while, yeah, only because I'm O negative.
I'm O something, I think.
And
I think.
They always want you to donate.
Yeah,
they always
that's
send
the
you
universal,
the thing in the mail. Yeah.
Yeah, universal blood wow. type. Yeah. But I know. I don't.
But to find it out, if right. you don't know it, to find it out,
yeah.
it's like a national treasure. It's a top secret.
If there's somebody out there listening from Quest or LabCorp, let us know.
How
let
do you find know? Out your blood type
yeah.
the easiest way?
Right, because we've all had blood taken. We've all done blood
yeah.
work.
And what's funny is when you do all that blood work, they don't tell you what your blood type is. They tell you everything else that's wrong with your blood.
It's like the biggest secret on earth. Yeah. I'm telling you that. And then when you buy like padlocks and you have to open them up and try to get those out of that container.
Yes.
It's like that. It's exactly
all right,
like
702-739-9636. If you work for one
Please.
Of those labs.
Yes.
Why is it so hard to find out your blood type if you don't know it?
I don't get
and
it.
And you know what? All right. We'll take the hint. If we don't know it, we're idiots, but we want to find out.
Thank you. And I don't know if we'll be able to find out, because one other thing I want to mention, Google has laid off 12,000 employees.
Oh, great.
12,000. So you go ahead, type it in. How do I find out my blood type? I don't know. Find out yourself, because there's no one there to give you the answers Google.
How are we going to learn anything?
Yes, exactly. That's right. I get all my medical knowledge from Google. What is this on my butt? That's how I get all my answers.
WebMD.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. And it's lovely when you go to a doctor and say, well, I might have that. Are you reading WebMD again? Yes, I am, as a matter of
Please
fact.
Please don't.
That was the first thing my oncologist told me. Don't read WebMD
in
his Polish accent.
No, because we're all dying, you know, if you read that. That's for sure. So, yeah, blood type. We'd love to hear from you. It is Tuesday. I'm sorry. If you think you should know.
Talking about finding out your blood type. Why is it so hard? Now, Leroy's on the phone, Carla. I don't know how much we can trust in Leroy, but okay. Leroy, go ahead. What do you know?
All right. When you go to the doctor and they do the standard blood work that you're going to go to Quest and draw, you have to ask the doctor to request your blood type. You have to ask the doctor to request it. They don't do that. So ask the doctor to request it when they give you the papers to go.
So I just can't call the doctor and go, hey, what's my blood type?
No, you got to have the doctor request the Quest when they draw your blood, tell them what your blood type is. They don't request that because you have to people and they say, we didn't have an order to tell you what your blood type was. We're just checking to see if you're diabetic and all that other stuff.
What?
You have to ask the doctor to request your blood type.
Hold on for a second. I'm going to put Leroy on hold. Hold on for a second.
Thank you. Yes,
Tammy,
thank
what do you know?
Okay, so I'm a nurse, but so when you go and get blood done at Quest or LabCorp or whatever, unless your doctor has ordered you a type and screen,
mm-hmm.
they don't run your blood type.
That's so weird to me.
So if I'm giving blood or they're taking blood or whatever, I can't say, hey, by the way, what's my blood type?
Not when you do Quest or LabCorp. Now, if you go donate blood at American Red Cross or Vitalant, they will tell you what your blood type is.
Okay.
Oh, well, let's just go do that.
I know. I did that 100 years
you
ago.
Anyway.
Yeah. Last time I donated blood was a long, long time ago, and I'm sure I'm an O. I'm pretty sure I'm an O, but I don't know which one.
But your life depends on this, so you don't want to.
But that's yeah. I mean,
before you get knocked out or go under into a coma, you don't want to say, I think I'm O.
Well, that's what.
Now, if you go for surgery or something like that, a planned surgery, they will find out what your blood type is just in case. But if it's an emergency, then they just give you universal blood.
Okay.
So,
there you go.
Universal blood.
Well, so it's still the best kept secret. Even if you have surgery, they don't poke you before you go under and say, hey, by the way, you're A. Okay, thank you.
They do. If it's a planned surgery, they'll do your blood type just so that they know what it is. And you can ask them if they did a type and screen. Then you can ask them what it is.
You know what, Tammy? With all this, I'm getting it tattooed on my arm somewhere.
Oh, maybe so.
There you go. Even better.
Yeah.
That would be good. I would do that. I may have to have blood work here actually in the next couple weeks, so I think I'm going to have them run that. So
all right.
I know.
Tammy, thank you so much.
Tammy.
God bless you.
You're very welcome. You guys have a good day.
Okay. So, yeah. By the way. What's my blood type?
I know, exactly. Oh,
hang
my
on for
goodness.
A second. Who was it? Leroy.
He hung up, didn't he, Leroy?
He didn't. Hold on.
Is right. Still... But anyway, that's another way to get it. You know, go to the emergency room with a medical problem in ICU, and they'll tell you your blood type, you know, because they know what kind of blood to give you.
All right. Well, by the way, how do you know all this?
Because I was in the military.
Of course.
And my wife was in ICU for 2 months, and I asked her, what's her blood type? And they knew it right away. AB negative.
All right, well, you know what, Carla? Let's just go see his wife.
She's pushing up daisies right now.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
That's all right. That's okay. 9 years ago, but it's all right.
All right, Leroy, hold on. Okay. Let me put him on hold again.
Thank you. Thank you, Leroy.
I think we got to the bottom of this now.
Gosh, so I think we did.
Find out our blood type. Talking about females, you got to read this text that somebody sent.
Well, you know, everybody's giving us information on how to get your blood type. And Janine, thank you. Janine, who are you listening to? She said, Carla, if during your pregnancy you had to get the Rh negative shot, then you are O negative.
During your pregnancy?
Your pregnancy. Oh, Janine, I love you so much, but never, never. A couple tests, couple pregnancy tests that I prayed on.
Maybe but, she's saying that in general.
Oh,
during
my God.
Your pregnancy.
Maybe she just meant if, yes,
if
right.
You're pregnant. Not you specifically.
Oh, Janine, this world is a better place because I did not have children.
I would hate to think that you would just get pregnant for the sake of finding out your blood type.
I know, yeah. I know. But that's a way too, I guess, right?
Yes.
Or
way.
You're hiding a child we don't know about and you're denying.
Oh, God help that child.
Surprise.
God help all of us when we discover that person.
You just stay in there.
Can you imagine? Like a little boy or a little girl with wired-rimmed glasses, yeah. A gap tooth.
Yeah, mom. Big mouth.
Mom?
Spiked hair. Where's my water?
This show would explode if a child walked in the door saying that you were their child.
Oh, my God. Oh, I want to see that show. I really do. What was the cartoon? Are you my mom? What was that little cartoon? That would be me.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah,
no,
I'm having a brain fart.
No. I am not your mom. Oh, my Lord.
Or your child walks in with just screaming down the hall.
Janine, you went in a whole different direction, but I have to truly say, I never in my life ever, ever imagined having children. I didn't want them, but I don't even have that picture in my head. And now, Janine, you've put it there. And it's weird. It's weird.
Just having a little baby bump.
Oh, and that of all things. Not like I ever had a figure, but it's like, oh, I need to screw this up more?
Hey,
no.
But you'll find out your blood type.
Yes.
There's exactly. there's a plus side to all this.
Too bad I screwed like I around said. And they were all negatives.
This is what I had to go through to find out my blood type.
Yes. Shut up. You just stay in your room. But I'm O negative. So that's
all right.
Great.
We have Lisa on the phone. We've explained the game, 5 and 10. Lisa, here's your category.
Lisa, name 5 famous Steves or Stevies.
Go.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Oh, you have 5 more seconds, Lisa, go.
So
no,
I just hit
nothing.
The buzzer now?
No. Yeah, just hit the buzzer.
Oh, my God.
Try again, Lisa.
No problem. Try again. Ramona, here we go. A round of 5 and 10. We'll give you the category. Set up the clock for 10 seconds. Name 5 things out of this category within the 10 seconds, and you have the tickets for Stevie Nicks. Here we go.
Oh, Ramona, here we go. Name 5 famous Steves or Stevies. Go.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie from Family Guy.
What?
Stevie Nicks.
No, Ramona. You can put down. Ramona, try again. No. Try again.
Karen, let's do it now. 10 seconds on the clock. Name 5 5 things out of the category, and
Karen,
you're a winner.
All right. Well, I want you to name 5 famous Steves, Stevies, Stevens.
5 what?
Steves or Stevies.
Steves or Stevies?
Oh,
all right, we gotta go. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Kathleen,
let's do it. 5 and 10. 10 seconds on the clock. Name 5 Steve or Stevies within 10 seconds. Go.
Steve Jobs. Steve McQueen. Oh my gosh.
Come on.
Try again, girl.
Are you kidding me?
Is it this hard?
All right, one more.
Okay.
One more. Paul. Right. Paul's on the phone. There you go. Paul, wow. 5 and 10. 10 seconds on the clock. Name 5 Steve or Stevies within 10 seconds, and you got the tickets for Stevie Nicks. Go.
Stevie Nicks, Steve McQueen, Steve Jobs, Steve Curry, and Steve... Oh, my goodness.
Come on! You started out so well. You know what? You got the tickets. We're just going to give them to you.
Oh, my God. That is too funny.
Yes, you got the tickets. Stevie Nicks in March, T-Mobile Arena from the Bumble Breeze Prize Clause. I think this could go on.
You might want to say Steve Martin at some point.
Yes.
He's my favorite actor.
Who is? Who is Steve
Martin?
Yeah, okay. Steve Martin, Mike.
Hang on. We'll tell you how to pick them up, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Paul, you're welcome, and you're lucky we didn't have all day.
Are you kidding me? Wow. Well, you put people on the spot. It's not that easy,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Well, clearly it's not that easy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Talking about the Desert Dogs, the box lacrosse team from Las Vegas. And they got their first win of the season this past weekend. The final 15-14. They were at home. Mark Fine. Mark Fine is the CEO of the team. We have him on the phone. Mark, take us through the game and the eventual win.
Before halftime, it was 12-4. It was kind of a bench-clearing brawl.
What?
Well, most people were saying, God, at least there's some entertainment finally. But it really psyched up our team because they were sick of taking it. You know, we were 0-4 coming into this game. You're losing 12-4 coming into going into halftime. And it took about 5 to 7 minutes to clear to get the guys into the locker room for halftime. But that spurred our guys to be like, come on. Let's go.
I have to tell you, we've been joking about the goalies in box lacrosse.
Yeah.
How do they even move? They look like the biggest human beings on the planet with this little pinhead above the shoulders. Because they have so much, they have to be very athletic.
They're big guys in general, but they're athletic big guys, like you said. You'll see in this game, in most of our games, we've had both goalies playing. Landon Kelsey was a huge star for us in the second half of the last game. Joel Watson's our other goalie. They'll go back and forth. But you're right. I mean, you're wearing a ton of padding. Joel's a big dude anyway. Joel's over 300 pounds to begin with.
Wow. Yeah, that's not just, that's just not
he's
padding.
Like, he's like the kid from Mighty Ducks. You know, they just strap him to the net.
I'm telling you right now, the Golden Knights should be this lucky. Jeez.
He's a walrus.
Yep.
No sleepies.
He's a big dude, but they're athletic big dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you would see in football. I mean, it takes athleticism. It takes skill. It's not like the ball doesn't get past them. These are high-scoring games.
Sure.
You know,
right.
Yeah. Scores they are.
15-14. They don't cover the entire goal, or else it would be low-scoring.
Yeah, right? If you do want to just watch the games, the away games, actually, I don't know, Mark. On my LV TV. Yeah.
And if you stream, it's on ESPN+. Every game is televised.
I am honored that you called in, because I've so gotten into this sport, and I love it, and I'm so glad that you made Vegas a part of this amazing sport.
That's really nice of you, and Vegas has been really good to us. This is a special town. People are willing to try things that other towns, honestly, people in other towns aren't willing to try, and that's what makes Vegas special.
All right, Mark Fine, CEO, Desert Dogs, got their first win this past weekend on the road in Saskatchewan this weekend, but back home on Feb 4th, and looking forward to it. Mark, again, we will keep in touch.
We're going to get in touch, yes.
You got it, guys. Thank you so much for reaching out.
And we also talked to Mark about... asked him if they did a ceremonial, I don't know, they play with a ball, right?
Yes, they
so
do.
Do they drop
it's
the
a,
ball?
It's a face-off. They're almost on the ground, and it's like a, you know, on-the-ground kind of tip-off type thing, and they just fight over the ball in kind of a scrum-like thing. And
so we told Mark we would love to do one, and he was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We'll set it up.
Yes, we're looking at our calendar, and I think we'll go like maybe end of February.
February 24th, they're back home.
That's what we're looking at, so
Desert Dogs finally got a win, and that is Mark Fine, CEO. It's a fun sport.
Oh, is it ever?
You got to keep up with it, and you got to watch it.
It's fast.
Yeah, very fast.
Yeah.
But thanks to Mark for calling in this morning. Tell everybody what you want to know.
Well, I get dressed, you know, sometimes my blinds are open at a certain angle, sometimes they're not, whatever. So my old roommate and dear, dear friend, Lynn, said to me, and recently when she was in town, she's like, why do you do that? You can't get dressed by your window, people will see you.
Now, are you talking mini blinds that go?
Yeah, I'm talking like the shutters. So I kind of usually have them facing upwards. Yeah. I never have them open straight or down. But besides the point, I used to have mini blinds as well. Same thing. And I said, nobody's going to see me. Yes, they are. They can see you driving by. My best friend Monica and I would go through this with her. They can see you guys. They can't see us. Now, I guess my question is just that. Have you ever seen your neighbors changing in the window? I mean upstairs.
Yeah.
In the window. Now, I will say maybe at night you can see.
With the lights
on. A little better, right.
Yeah.
But during the day, and not like I'm flashing people at night.
You're just getting dressed.
But I'm just getting dressed.
Out of the shower, getting dressed.
Yes. I mean, truly, have you? Now, Morty, you're always a different story. Mike, have you seen anybody in your neighborhood?
Morty here.
Driving by, and I'm talking about you're driving by to go into your garage or you're leaving your house. I'm not
Jody's
talking about
Jody's the same way, and she'll say, why'd you open the blinds? I said, we have mini blinds, the vertical.
Right,
and
yes.
I go, they're pointed up. Nobody can see it. Mike, they can see. I go, who?
Who is going to see?
Now, there's a home, there's another house, like a couple of houses down.
Yeah.
That they have a window facing our bedroom.
Okay.
And I'm going to assume it's their bedroom as well.
Right, which you can see too. So that just cancels each other out if you see each other.
Right, and
naked.
I tried to see.
Yeah.
And I get nothing.
Jody, I can't see a thing over there.
So if you're saying how many people driving by a house.
Yes.
Or walking by. Yes. Whatever. I don't think that's possible.
That's exactly. I'm not talking about the peeping Tom you have sitting there with binoculars.
On the first floor.
Yes. Looking at the ugly naked
guy. You're saying upstairs.
Yeah, I'm saying upstairs. Exactly. Driving by. What are you? Are you seeing somebody change?
There's no way. And I even told Jody. I said that the angle.
Yes. Yes.
At which there's no humanly possible way you can look up here.
You're like me. You have them pointed up.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the angle of the street to the window.
Yes,
right. And you're
in the
bathroom way over here. There's no way.
They're gonna see us. Okay.
Oh. I mean, she has the blinds shut, the curtains shut. I go, let's have some light in here.
Oh my God, I open it up, I open the window, I got the whole
All right, if you're listening this morning, when is the last time you just driving by happened to look into a two-story bedroom window, not even knowing it's a bedroom window, and saw somebody changing, possibly naked?
Yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Please do.
Or is Carla right in saying there's no way, as I agree, there's no way anybody can see in that bedroom window. So you have to follow me on this. Carla's friend has told her that when you get out of the shower, walking around naked in your upstairs bedroom, people driving by or even walking by are going to be able to see you naked, getting dressed and everything. And like Carla, my wife says the same thing. Why do you open the blinds? Because I'm getting dressed. And I've told her, and you agree, at the angle where the window is from the street, and the chance of somebody driving by picking out your house, much more the window, on the off chance that you're showering.
Yes.
And you're naked, are going to see you naked.
Right.
The chances of this happening are so high that it would never happen.
Yeah, and you're not prancing around for them. You're going from here to there, and you're getting dressed.
Right, you're not putting on a show.
No. All right.
Carla's on the phone. Carla, go ahead. What's up?
I totally saw a girl changing her top that night.
Oh.
With a two-story house. I was walking my dog. This is in my neighborhood. I was walking my dog, and I was coming down the cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
And my dog stopped, and he was peeing. So I'm just looking around, and I saw this window with, you know, the two-story house, just looking, and the light was on. There was no curtains or nothing. And I was thinking, going, why do people have their light changing at night, you know, with no shutters or curtains or blinds or anything? Huh. I always think that's weird, you know, people having all their windows open at night. You know, you could see in there. Anyway, so I'm waiting until all of a sudden this girl comes in the front of the window and starts taking her top off. She's changing.
Oh.
I'm just like, oh, my God. So I looked away.
Now, let's
oh, you know, my God.
Let's be specific. What neighborhood was
this?
Yes,
we're
going to have to go over there and tell her that she's doing this and tell her that she needs to stop.
Another time, my friend had come over, and we walked my dog again another time. And I was telling him,
of course,
we walked past that same house, and I told him, I go, see that window right there in the middle right there? It was closed at that time. But I said, yeah, there's some girl goes right there and changes her top. But he's going, where?
Yes, exactly.
You can't tell him that, because now he's going to go walk the dog.
Now everybody's walking their dog.
Walk the dog, honey. I got it.
See, we need show times.
Yeah,
you know, when the curtain's open.
Oh, you guys. Yeah, I know, right?
Forgot to ask her if she's
hot. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know that it matters if there's somebody just naked randomly, right? I don't know. They're naked. Chris said, you know what? Nobody can see through the blinds the way you guys are explaining it. If they can, they're some sort of perv if they're actually hanging around.
Right.
D said, maybe it has nothing to do with the angle. Maybe it has everything to do with the creep factor. I'm the same way. I won't open my blinds when I'm changing. As soon as it gets dark, those blinds are closed tight. So I
really?
Okay. Now, somebody said, you know, I mean, come on. This isn't a Bluto from Animal House situation.
With the ladder?
You're changing. Yes, exactly.
As he's hopping around the house?
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, Melissa said, I've never seen my neighbors changing, but I have a friend who basically used to get a bowl of popcorn and watch his hot neighbor change daily. She would change with her blinds wide open, lights on. He was very sad when she moved.
I'm sure he was. Now, she would have to know that, right?
She went on to say that my friend's a really good-looking guy, so I'm pretty sure she did this on purpose.
Yeah, of course.
That is funny.
A couple of more people texting in about seeing people naked. While they're in their own home.
You people are
These people
hilarious.
Are in their own home, in their own bedroom.
Yes.
Like Carla, second story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, again, how you...
Changing.
How you come across this.
I don't
but
know.
But clearly it happens.
Oh, my gosh. This is great. One of our listeners, you know what? Two-story house, window always open. My only bad neighbor had someone visiting. New truck out in front. He was flying a drone. My boyfriend saw the drone, and it crashed in our backyard. He was nice. He gave it back, but I would have accidentally drowned the drone in the pool because I think he might have been peeking in the windows.
Never thought about that with all the new technology and stuff.
But on the other hand, Mike, Tommy wrote in and said, you know what? At 58 years old, if that's something they want to see, then you know what? Go ahead. Take a look.
Here I am. I think I would have the same, at my age, the same thing.
You know what? You want to gander at this? You go ahead. Ow.
I pulled a hand. One more phone call. Chris is on the phone. What's up, Chris?
Well, first I got to say, Carla, as a fellow Detroiter transplanted to Vegas, it's great to hear somebody else that loves the Lions.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Chris. I know. I didn't think there was anybody else out there.
Not just you and I. That's it.
I think so.
Two people.
Yes. Thank you, Chris.
I
got
to tell you guys, though, I have a neighbor. I live in Mountain's Edge. I have a neighbor. We have those frosted windows you see on the road, you know, for your bathrooms.
Yeah.
It looks like a bad 90s TV channel. You're trying to see something, but you're not sure.
Oh.
Like on Cinemax or something before you have cable.
And they go, you got it, Mike. And they go at it like there's nobody's business. Oh. Rabbits are learning from them.
See, those 70s.
Their window faces my bath. Their bathroom window faces my bedroom.
Lucky you.
Wow. The only problem is
I invite people over.
Oh, the only problem, Chris, is you can't change the channel.
Yeah.
It's the same movie over and over.
See, now I got to be honest.
The actors are that great either. You know what I'm saying?
I have to be honest. I would never do that in front of a window like that. I would never even be naked in front of a window like that. And I don't have those in my bathroom.
Really? Not even after a couple of boxes of wine?
No.
Maybe
I don't
a couple boxes.
Yeah, I don't think so, Mike. I don't think that I would. Now, I'd probably be downstairs naked, but not in front of that.
Purposely.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
All right, Chris.
Chris,
you
you're awesome.
Good morning. Thanks.
Go on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Here are just a few more things the Mike and Carla Morning Show think you should know.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The Academy Award nominations, they were announced this morning. I'm sad to say I haven't seen a lot of the movies, and I'm such a movie nut. But Avatar Way of Water, which has now grossed over $2 billion, has been nominated for Best Picture. Lots of Best Picture nominees, including the Maverick movie, that one, Top Gun. Yeah, I know.
That'll win.
Surprised.
That'll win.
I don't think it will. It's Best Picture.
Best
I doubt
movie.
It. Yeah,
best,
right.
Best
well,
movie
Mike,
ever.
The Elvis movie is up for Best Picture too. So.
That'll win.
Yeah, that's right. So's The Fablemans. So's there's about 10 of them because they have that. They allow for that many now.
I'm like you though with the Elvis movie. I don't get all the hype. Yeah, I really, and I'm a big
either.
Elvis fan.
I know you are.
I just didn't get it.
Neither did I.
Is it because Tom Hanks is in it?
No, I don't know. It's funny because that was the least of it. I thought that, I don't know. I just felt like he was doing a parody of Elvis. I really did. I thought he was doing an Elvis character. I didn't.
All right, well, what do we
go
know?
Ahead. Come at us. Go ahead.
Carla, I have some sound to play for you. And we've talked about this before. Falling iguanas in Florida.
Yes.
And we have friends down there, and we talked to Ron about these iguanas because of the weather, how cold it gets.
Right, right.
And then when it thaws out, these iguanas just fall out of trees.
Yeah.
Florida man had a 30-pound iguana fall on his face.
That's a dog.
During an outdoor yoga class at a park.
Jeez.
I mean, this guy got knocked up. Listen to, here's what's going on, and then you'll hear the thud of the iguana falling on the guy.
Okay. From there, we'll simply roll up. Lift your hips and just hold for one, two, three.
And listen to everybody else at the yoga class. Everybody's so peaceful.
For one, two, three. Downward dog
to upward iguana.
Yes, exactly.
The guy,
he was bleeding.
His eye swells up. We've talked about this before.
Well, iguanas are kind of pointy, too. They got pointy stuff. Wow.
And they got nails.
Man. Oh, gosh.
And to fall on your face?
Ah, poor guy.
Ugh.
Oh, he's going to quit doing yoga and get all out
of shape. I was
going to
say, this is the last time he's going to do yoga.
Is that what you got from this?
Why do you have high blood pressure? Why are you overweight? Because an iguana fell on my head.
Well, I was trying to do yoga.
I was trying to make my life better.
Out of Minnesota, another animal story. Wild turkeys in Minnesota. they're terrorizing this mobile home community. They don't call them parks. It's a community.
No, it's a community, Mike.
So these turkeys are just flocking to this mobile home community Here are some of the people talking about how they're dealing with it.
Goes up my stairs and tries to get in my house. When I leave in the car, follows me in my car. It gets on the back of my husband's truck and follows me. It rode to Chipotle with me one time. I have to carry my broom and my water bottle and my golf club with me everywhere I go.
Like, we can't have people over. We can't have a barbecue.
The kids that walk to the bus stop every morning, I have to come out and help them. But now they're smart and they carry sticks.
So this is not, I thought there were more, but it's just one wild turkey called Reggie. They've named him Reggie.
I love that. Reggie.
The wild turkey.
That. That's cute.
Funny thing I thought was how she goes, he went to Chipotle with me.
Oh, well. Yeah.
He hopped on the car.
What are you, a cannibal? What are you, geez, going to Chipotle?
Turkeys are not nice animals.
Yeah, no, they're not. No, they're not.
So this is in Minnesota where this turkey has said, you know what, this is my turf.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, I'm surprised more animals don't say that.
No, it's a community pet.
Yeah. I know.
Is that how you look at it?
Listen, yeah, well, they're a community.
Right? I always worry, I know there are a lot of coyotes and all that, but it's like, well, we're kind of in their backyard, aren't we?
Right, and I understand that, on Channel 3 I was watching last night, all these coyotes.
Yeah.
Well, how much further in the desert can we move?
I know. Right. I've noticed in all of those videos, they're all using the crosswalks.
Yes.
No, people aren't, but the coyotes are.
Their eyes glowing in the dark and stuff.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if this was a turkey farm before this, but all this week you have a chance to win tickets for Madonna. And she is coming back to Vegas in October over at T-Mobile Arena.
Okay.
A couple of nights, 7th and 8th. So.
Nice.
All right, we have Jenny on the phone. Jenny, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. We're going to play a round of 10 questions. We've explained the game to you, but for everybody else listening, at the end of 10 questions, we're going to ask you, within one, how many do you think Carla answered correctly.
Oh, great. Okay.
And if you're in one, then you win the game.
Or within one on either side?
On either side.
All right, Jenny.
Sound fair, Jenny?
It sounds fair. I'm ready.
All right, it sounds fair.
All right, let me do this.
Morty, wake up. You're the scorekeeper now.
Get ready.
Get the game show music, all right. Morty.
Here we go.
All right.
You got it?
Yeah.
Question number one. And Jenny, keep track now if you want to, but it might help you. Nevada, question number one. Nevada is considered the what state in the union as far as numbers?
Oh, geez.
You have one in 50.
I know. I don't know that. 34?
34. All right. How many quarts in a gallon?
Oh, geez. Four.
All right.
Quarts.
Question number three.
I'm an idiot.
Who was the first man on the moon?
What are we doing? Was it Neil?
He just got married.
Or Buzz. It was Buzz.
Oh, no, it wasn't the first.
Neil Armstrong, I think.
Number four. What does M&M stand for in the candy?
Mars. It's the company. Mars and I can't remember the other, but it's part of it's the company.
You know what, Jenny? I'll give her half on that, okay?
Okay.
If that's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
What TV show were you most likely to hear, "How you doing?"
On Friends.
What American band has sold the most records?
Oh, I'll say the Beatles.
What American band sold the most?
I'm sorry. God, that's a tough one. I don't know.
The American version of the Beatles.
I'm passing on that.
We'll come back to it. Number seven, the puppeteer Jim Henson is credited for creating what TV show?
Sesame Street or The Muppets.
Number eight, what solo artist has won the most Grammys in one night?
In one night, Taylor Swift.
All right, Jenny, you heard the questions. Within one, either way, how many do you think Carla got right?
I think she got 6.5.
Oh, that's right. The M&M question. I'll give her a half.
Yeah.
All right. So within one, Morty, 6.5. First of all, how many did Carla get right?
Carla got 5.5 right.
Okay.
Really?
All right. Wow. I'm surprised too.
So you're a winner.
Wow. Jenny, you are good. And may I say that my brother just texted. The Eagles?
Yes.
Ah, there we go. Thank you, Matt. Oh, wow. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Matt. Oh,
wow. Nevada is considered, you were close, 36.
Thank you.
We are the 36th state of the union. Chance to win these tickets for Collective Soul with another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Can you identify the theme song we're playing on our kazoos?
That's the Love Boat.
Yeah!
Yeah, there you go, Frank.
Exciting and new.
We picked that song is because the one who played Isaac, the bartender, Ted Lang, he turned 75 years old today. What?
Come on the count of three, yeah. Let's all point our fingers like everybody. He used to. One, two, three.
There yes. We go.
Frank, you're going all to right, see. Right. You're going to see Collective Soul on the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, there's always a lot of conspiracy theories out there about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, a new TikTok video is introducing the conspiracy theory that the Titanic never actually sunk.
Okay.
They say it was an older boat that looked identical, and it was sunk so the company could get insurance money.
Okay.
So they go through this whole thing, wow. How it looked alike, and but it was a little bit this or a little bit that, so it really right. Wasn't Titanic.
Okay, so where is the Titanic right. Then?
I know. What's all that stuff the Queen that was Mary. Brought up? But what's all that stuff that, you know, was brought up right. From that boat?
I don't know. Here's the person talking about it. Listen to her.
The Olympic and the Titanic, they look identical. The Olympic was on the water for a while. Like, she was reaching retirement, and they knew that. And they were like, well, it was a lot of money to make the Titanic, and it's going to be even more money to repair the Olympic. So what if we just sent the Olympic out instead, sank that, claimed some insurance money, and then just scraps the Titanic like it was the Olympic for some spare parts?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to believe her. Damn it.
Well, it's on TikTok.
You lost
so.
Me. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's why yeah. Earlier we say don't get your medical advice from TikTok.
Yeah. Or your cruise advice. Yeah.
Police in Florida looking for a guy who broke into a Joe's Crab Shack over this past weekend in the middle of the night.
Good choice.
He broke a window, stole some booze, and then pooped on the floor.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, didn't go for the crab, obviously.
Wow, all right. Well,
and then he left,
That's, so. Yeah, that's why you don't go into Joe's, you're right, and order anything but crab. Jeez, dude. Oh, my goodness. Well, I suppose here's one way to do it. A woman in India, she held a protest outside of her boyfriend's house because he refused to marry her. They've been dating for 4 years. She just stood out there for 3 days in the freezing cold, just protesting, holding a sign, yelling, just doing whatever she could. He finally agreed to marry her. I'm supposed to shut her up. Yeah, they got married last weekend, so I'm sure they'll live happily ever after. Blah, 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 blah.
I didn't realize that was the woman for me.
Yeah, I know. Had I known, I'd have been married a few times if that's all you had to do. Come on. What? Jeez.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Just marry her.
God. You won't marry me.
I know. It's loud. She's loud.
Just put a ring on it.
This stupid sign. And she's always naked at her window. Jeez. My God. And I think this is so clever. I know places do this each year. Amarillo Zoo in Amarillo, Texas, taking Valentine's Day to a different level. Now, you have an ex. You can name a cricket or a mouse or a rat after your ex-partner. and then the zoo will feed it to one of their snakes.
Oh. Hold on, what's the address?
It's in Amarillo, Texas, Mike. It's the anti-Valentine's Day package.
Wow.
And it costs just between $5 and $20, depending on your animal of choice.
Okay, and so, then the money goes to the zoo, I would assume.
Yes, the money goes to the zoo.
Taking care of the animals.
Yeah, so honey, I'm doing a good thing. It's not that I really disliked you that much. I'm trying to help the zoo, Gladys.
I'll need about 3 or 4 rats.
Yes, I know, Mike, exactly.
Do you have a six-pack?
Where's the magic marker? Because I want to write the names on here if I could. Okay, enjoy, Snakey. It's Tuesday. Your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Really uplifting story. Nobody knew about this guy's good deed until now. 80 years old he was, an Air Force vet named Hody Childress. He passed away in Alabama just a couple of weeks ago, and for nearly a decade, he was giving $100 a month to his local pharmacy to cover people who couldn't afford their medications. He told his kids shortly before he died, and until then, the only one who knew this was the pharmacist, and he swore her to secrecy. But each month, that's whatever. It may not be a whole lot, but it sure helped some people, and that's how it started. Somebody in front of him couldn't afford their prescription, so he paid for it.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Yeah. For decades, this guy did this. Yeah.
And you know what? You're right. It's probably, in comparison, not a lot of money, but it adds up.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah.
It sure does.
All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the MNC mailbag on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have more tickets for Stevie Nicks, Madonna, and a lot more. Otherwise, we are back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today? Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Store. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.